Family, friends, today is Friday, TGIF, thank God, intentionally forever, April the 26th, 2024, 2 Kings, chapter 19, a remnant. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Father God, for your word this morning. Indeed, you are an awesome God. Grace and peace, my brothers and sisters. My name is RJ, and I welcome you to another episode of God is Faithful and Just, with all things being relational. And Father God, we bless and praise your holy name on today. We thank you for yet another day, Lord God, another Friday, a beautiful Friday, Lord Father God. We hear wedding bells even singing in the background, Lord Father God, knowing that you are doing a mighty work even on today, Lord Father God. Thank you for your angels. They are rejoicing in heaven even right now. Someone is calling upon the name of Jesus as Lord and Savior. God, we thank you. We bless you today. We look forward to hearing from you, receiving from you this day our daily bread, going forth, doing all that you've called and created us to do and be, that you might be glorified. This is the day, Lord God, that you have made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. We're your sons, we're your daughters, your kings, your queens, your servants, Lord Father God. We look forward to pleasing you each and every day, knowing that you loved us so that we can go forth and be a blessing and love one another and those that are around us. We thank you for today. We commit and submit all into your hands, Lord Father. Be glorified. In the mighty and magnificent name of your Son, Jesus, we pray. Thank you, Father God. And family, as always, I thank you. Thank you for allowing me into your time, into your place with the Lord our God. And we're continuing part two on today of what we started yesterday, knowing that the king of Assyria was boasting that no one has defeated him and no one could. This is part two. I love it. God is truly good. A remnant. As soon as King Hezekiah heard it, he tore his clothes and covered himself with sackcloth and went into the house of the Lord. And he sent Eliakim, who was over the household, and Shebna, the secretary, and the senior priests covered with sackcloth, to the prophet Isaiah, the son of Amoz. They said to him, "Thus says Hezekiah, this day is a day of distress, of rebuke, and of disgrace. Children have come to the point of birth, and there is no strength to bring them back. It may be that the Lord your God heard all the words of the Rabshakeh, whom his master, the king of Assyria, has sent to mock the living God, and will rebuke the words that the Lord your God has heard. Therefore, lift up your prayer for the remnant that is left." When the servants of the king Hezekiah came to Isaiah, Isaiah said to them, "Say to your master, thus says the Lord, do not be afraid because of the words that you have heard, with which the servants of the king of Assyria have reviled me. Behold, I will put a spirit in him, so that he shall hear a rumor and return to his own land, and I will make him fall by the sword in his own land." The Rabshakeh returned and found the king of Assyria fighting against Libna, for he heard that the king had left Lachish. Now the king heard concerning Tirzah, king of Cush, "Behold, he has sent out to fight against you." So he sent messengers again to Hezekiah, saying, "Thus shall you speak to Hezekiah, king of Judah. Do not let your God, in whom you trust, deceive you by promising that Jerusalem will not be given into the hand of the king of Assyria. Behold, you have heard what the kings of Assyria have done to all lands, devoting them to destruction. And shall you be delivered? Have the gods of the nations delivered them? The nations that my fathers destroyed? Gozan, Haran, Rezpah, and the people of Edom who were in Telsah? Where is the king of Hamath, the king of Arpad, the king of the city of Shephram, the king of Hena, or the king of Iva?" Hezekiah received the letter from the hand of the messengers and read it. And Hezekiah went up to the house of the Lord, and spread it before the Lord. And Hezekiah prayed before the Lord, and said, O Lord, the God of Israel, enthroned above the cherubim, you are the God, you alone, of all the kingdoms of the earth. You have made heaven and earth. Incline your ear, O Lord, and hear. Open your eyes, O Lord, and see. And hear the words of Sennacherib, which he has sent to mock the living God. Truly, O Lord, the kings of Assyria have laid waste the nations and their lands, and have cast their gods into the fire, for they were not gods, but the work of men's hands, wood and stone. Therefore, they were destroyed. So now, O Lord, our God, save us, please, from his hand, that all the kingdoms of the earth may know that you, O Lord, are God alone. Then Isaiah, the son of Amoz, sent to Hezekiah, saying, Thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, your prayer to me about Sennacherib, king of Assyria, I have heard. This is what the word that the Lord has spoken concerning him. She despises you. She scorns you, the virgin daughter of Zion. She wags her head behind you, the daughter of Jerusalem. Whom have you mocked and reviled? Against whom have you raised your voice and lifted your eyes to the heights? Against the Holy One of Israel? By your messengers you have mocked the Lord, and you have said, With my many chariots I have gone up the heights of the mountains, to the far recesses of Lebanon. I felled its tallest trees, its choicest cypresses. I entered its farthest lodging place, its most fruitful forest. I dug wells and drank foreign waters, and I dried up with the sole of my foot all the streams of Egypt. Have you not heard that I determined it long ago? I planned from the days of old what now I bring to pass, that you should turn fortified cities into heaps of ruins, while their inhabitants, shorn of strength, are dismayed and confounded, and have become like plants of the field, and like tender grass, like grass on the housetops, blighted before it's grown. But I know you're sitting down, and you're going out, and coming in, and you're raging against me. Because you have raged against me, and your complacency has come into my ears. I will put my hook in your nose and my bit in your mouth, and I will turn you back on the way by which you came. And this shall be the sign for you. This year, eat what grows of itself, and in the second year, what springs of the same. Then in the third year, sow and reap and plant vineyards and eat their fruit. And the surviving remnant of the house of Judah shall again take root downward and bear fruit upward. For out of Jerusalem shall go a remnant, and out of Mount Zion a band of survivors. The zeal of the Lord will do this. Therefore thus says the Lord concerning the king of Assyria, He shall not come into this city, or shoot an arrow there, or come before it with a shield, or cast up a siege mound against it. By the way that he came, by the same he shall return. And he shall not come into this city, declares the Lord. For I will defend this city to save it, for my own sake, and for the sake of my servant David. And that night the angel of the Lord went out and struck down 185,000 in the camp of the Assyrians. And when the people arose early in the morning, behold, these were all dead bodies. Then Sennacherib, king of Assyria, departed and went home and lived at Nineveh. And as he was worshiping in the house of Nisroch, his god, Adaramelech and Sharezer, his sons, struck him down with the sword and escaped into the land of Ararat. And Eshedarn, his son, reigned in his place. Father God, thank you this morning, Father God. Thank you for your word, a remnant. God is truly good, family. God is truly good. Time and time again, He has delivered His people from the hand of the enemy. Thank you, Father God. Thank you for your Son, Jesus. Thank you for saving us once again, Father God. You are a just and faithful God. And we come, Father God, before you with hearts overflowing with gratitude. You, Father God, are the God who forgives. You forgive all our sins. You're the God who heals our diseases and who redeems our lives from the pit. Your love, Father God, and compassion crown us. And your goodness satisfies our deepest desires like refreshing water to a parched soul. We stand in awe of your faithfulness, Father God. Your faithfulness which echoes through the ages. Lord, Father God, we remember the story of King Hezekiah in that the mighty Assyrian army surrounded Jerusalem, threatening destruction, but you, O Lord, intervened. You sent an angel who struck down the enemy soldiers, and in a single night, their threat vanished. Your faithfulness was evident, Father God. You delivered your people from the hand of the enemy. You do it time and time again. So today, Father God, we echo the psalmist's words when he said, "Praise ye the Lord, my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion, who satisfy your desires with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles." Thank you, Lord Father God. Thank you for the countless times you've rescued us from even our own personal battles, for the moments when despair threatened, but your light pierced through. Thank you, Father God, for the victories won, not by our strength, but by your might, says the Lord, by your mighty hand. Thank you, Father God, for the way you've turned our mourning into dancing and our sorrow into joy. We bless you today, Father God. We lift our voices in praise, thanking you, Father God, for your amazing power and your work in our lives. Thank you for your goodness and blessings over us. Thank you, Father God, for bringing hope even in the toughest of times, strengthening us for your purpose, for your will done your way. Thank you for your great love, Father God, your care, your mercy, and your grace. Thank you, Father God, for never leaving us, never forsaking us, your incredible sacrifice of Jesus, our Lord, our Savior. And thank you for the freedom and life we find in you. We lift you up today. We praise you in the mighty and magnificent name of your Son, Jesus, our Lord. You be glorified today, Father God. Thank you. Family, be encouraged. Know that God is with you, never to leave you nor forsake you. Continue to call upon the name of Jesus. And those of you, my friends, who have not, confess your sins to the Lord our God. Call upon the name of Jesus out of your heart and let us walk with you. We love you. Indeed, we do. Grace and peace be upon you. And we look forward to being with you here again on tomorrow. And in the meantime, family, be a blessing to those around you. Glory, hallelujah.